Was there a theme or central idea that held the concept together in the planning and creation?
Of, if there are seasons. In terms of the content, the story, no. It was all Raymond-to, you know. We started with Winfu. Winfu had over 200 songs published at that point. So they were all sent to Raymond. So he listened to it. And then amongst it, Winfu came out with a list of top 20s for himself. Now, at the end of the day, perhaps all top 20 was in at some place or another in this in the show. I can't even tell you which the top 20s were. But Raymond didn't just stick to using those 20 lah. He did a really good job of listening to it over and over and over again to understand sort of not just the style of Winfu's writing, but also the spirit of it, you know. So he came up with the framework. I mean, the one that is, you know, we all see today is actually probably the second, if not third, major different version of the story. The initial one was actually a lot more like old Cantonese melodrama soap movie, you know, which at that time I didn't want, you know, because Xin Yao is not melodramatic. You know, Xin Yao is actually very simple, very pure. There's a lightness to it. So we reshaped it to kind of combine, you know, Raymond's savviness, you know, and my simplicity. Because of my relationship with the material was, you know, was when I was 16, you know. But along the way, it was actually very clear that this has to be accessible. This has to be, you know, able to connect with the larger audience, a more popular piece, but not losing, not making it simplistic, you know, not making it sort of a very crude and very melodramatic cause and effect only. To have what we say in Chinese, you mo shui, have ink. In other words, it's not just, you know, pure rip off, easy, make a quick bang kind of a commercial piece of work. You know, hopefully it was something that, because of how Winfu's lyrics are, that it has more of a literary layer to it, that it has more depth and it's not just brainless entertainment.